Welcome, welcome to our message tonight. If anyone has opened this message as a podcast, we'd like for you to understand that this is a live teleconference meeting, so there will be people dialing in from all over the country. We'll give them a chance to get here, so we'll wait about 3 to 5 minutes before we begin the message. And anytime, you podcasters, or those of you who are listening from our online website, anytime you'd like to join Freedom's Way on our teleconference meetings, they're held each Monday and Friday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363-pound. That spells free me on your telephone keypad. You can also find out more information about us, ways to support our ministry at freedomswayministries.com. So welcome, and if you would like to say hello, now is a good time to do that. I know you're out there.
Hey, Miss Vicki. Hello, hello, sis. How's it going tonight? How are you? How are y'all?
Hi, Mitch. Good to hear you.
Hey, sis. Good to hear you too. My beautiful wife should be calling in just shortly here too. I just got a phone with her. She's trying to call in to.
Praise the Lord.
You're back out. Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for being here.
Yes, sir. Who else wants to say hello? Hello. Hi, welcome.
Hi, Vicki. How you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you, thank you.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Yes, he is.
Have a great night.
Very good. Very good. Anybody else want to say hello?
Hello.
Before we get started. Hey, welcome.
Yes, I'm very, very excited. So just, I'm getting my seatbelt on because it's going to be a great one.
Ooh, thank you. From your lips to God's ears.
Oh, yeah, he knows that. He knows. He knows.
Amen. Hey, welcome. So glad you're here.
Yep. Nice that you and Phil are here, too.
Praise the Lord.
All right. There she is. There she is. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Who else wants to say hello before we get started? Anybody? If not, I'm going to mute your telephones and we will get this meeting underway.
Good.
Praise the Lord forever. I will be conducting the meeting tonight. Feels a little under the weather, and we will just keep him uplifted, keep him in your prayers. He'll be back very soon. So, Father God, we exalt your holy name today. We praise you, Lord. We thank you that you do all things well. Father, I yield myself completely to you. I recognize that without you, I can do nothing. With you, there is nothing we cannot do. You alone are our deliverer, Lord Jesus. We recognize your authority. We recognize you as the King over all the universe. I turn aside any assignment from hell that would hinder or prevent what the Lord wants to accomplish tonight. All religious spirits, you are bound that you can't operate or manifest any spiritual deafness, spiritual blindness, spirits of accusation and strongholds of bitterness and accusation. I bind you with the cords of Yeshua HaMashiach. I say, you step aside because God is coming through. Lord, I ask that you clear all filters so that those tonight who are listening and positioning themselves to be free from hindering spirits that have been preventing them and not protecting them, Lord, that you just remove the filters of those spirits that would twist or misunderstand or corrupt this word in any way. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. For those of you who may be new on the line, you have joined Freedom's Way Ministries on our Friday evening teleconference meeting. My name is Vicki Burdett. My husband Phil and I are the pastors of this flock. Hallelujah. And we are so glad that you joined us. The mission of Freedom's Way is to help you come into your true identity and strip off the labels of the world and the lies of hell that have caused you to have an opinion of yourself that opposes God's opinion of you. To that end, we make ourselves available for personal ministry as well as these teachings and our morning prayer and Bible reading teleconferences during weekdays as well. So last week we began a season of deliverance messages. We started out last week with a teaching called Door Points. In other words, how do these evil beings have the opportunity to come into our lives? Because Jesus said, for from within, out of the heart of man, come all these evil things. So we looked at some of the ways that the devil has access to us through our willful disobedience, through our ignorance, just not knowing what's going on. Isaiah and Hosea both say, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We're giving you that knowledge. Tonight, we're going to begin to address some of those evil spirits that you may have identified last week. Then we have entertained these things over the years. And we're going to start out with something that's very familiar to most of us, and that is the spirit of accusation. Like rejection is familiar to us, accusation is too. And we have opportunities frequently to accuse others, to hold other people in judgment and in criticism. And we have opportunities to be accused, to be misunderstood, sometimes on a daily basis. Now, accusation could be said to be the home of shovel Christians. I'm going to explain what that means. Pardon me. A shovel Christian is a person who hears a good word preached or spoken or catches it through a conversation, whatever, and immediately they shovel it off onto somebody else. In other words, oh, that was a great message the pastor brought today. I wish my sister had been here to hear it, or my husband, or my father, or mother, or whoever. In other words, rather than applying the wisdom of God's word into our own lives, we have sometimes a tendency to think of others who need to apply that word into their lives, but not ourselves. I'm sure that's never happened to you. Maybe your shovel could be the shovel of blame shifting. This is pretty common even in the body of Christ. Well, I wouldn't have done that if he hadn't done that. If that person hadn't done this to me, I wouldn't have done that. Or this happened because whatever. One of those things you hear a lot, and the world kind of promotes this concept. I'm this way because. I'm this way because I'm the adult child of an alcoholic parent or whatever. So it's blame shifting as a way of stepping out from personal accountability and putting that responsibility on someone else. So, accusation. Pardon me. Accusation disguises itself as judgment colored with self-righteousness. When you find yourself being negative, critical, or judgmental, you need to stop and examine where those thoughts are coming from. The definition of accusation from Encyclopedia Encarta is this: accuse, call to account, find fault, blame, and formal charges. In the Strong's Concordance, the Greek words for accusation mean complaint, criminal charge, condemnation, damnation, and judgment. Jesus Christ was accused. The accusation written in Matthew 27, verse 37, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews. If you recall, it was written in Greek, it was written in Latin, and it was written in Hebrew. It was written in three languages. And that word, accusation, is slightly different. It's the Greek word aitia, and it means cause, reason, or crime. Sometimes, even though we are God's people and we know he loves us, at least if you have experienced the ministry of the Father's love, you know God loves you, we may still feel that we have some kind of sign over our heads. It says something like failure, stupid, sick one, weak one, abandoned, unwanted, rejected, outside looking in, whatever, not good enough, and so on and so on. The world and circumstances that are many times set up by the enemy to accuse us, they put labels on us to the degree that we can then begin to accuse ourselves. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. So tonight, we are going to strip off and do away with some of those labels. It is all part of coming into your true identity. And realize this. When you have that feeling of victimization, everybody's out to get me, or everybody takes advantage of me, I'm so nice that they just walk all over me, whatever it is. However that victimization is manifesting, your defense can become an offense. and you become an oppressor to everyone around you. You don't realize it, but they do. Now, if that's you, you're hearing a spirit of accusation. And no matter where the words are coming from, whether it's your own thoughts or spoken by someone around you, remember this, there is only one accuser. Only one. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10 names him as such and declares the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And I want to interject here. You know, while Satan is busy accusing us to God, he's also busy accusing God to us. With thoughts like, oh, if God really loved you, this wouldn't be happening to you, and things like that. But there's only one accuser. I'm going to read you that verse from Revelation 12. Pardon me. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. That is not a word for some future time, church. That is a now word. Lucifer was cast out of heaven before God created man. Now, some Christians teach and believe that Satan was put here to test and torment mankind. But we believe the opposite is true. Man was created and put here to torment the devil, not the other way around. And then Christ at the last defeated Satan and put him to an open shame. So this word in Revelation 12:10 says, now is come salvation. Are you saved today? Yeah, I am. Thank you for your grace toward me. So if you're saved today, then you have the rest of that verse today. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. It's all yours now. Don't fall for the lies of the accuser, because Satan will lie to you as often as you will receive his lies. When we allow ourselves to be influenced by a spirit of accusation on either side, on either end, either as the one accused or as the one doing the accusing, either way, we open the door to rebellion as well. And then we'll refuse to accept another person's authority. Know this. You have to be under authority on earth in order to be under God's authority, because our God is a God of order. Jesus came to earth with the authority of God. Yet, he submitted to the earthly order of government. And by doing that, he could hear the higher authority of his Father. This is a key point. If you are not submitted on earth in the natural world, you won't hear from God to be submitted to him. Accusing spirits will cause separation from God, from his love, from his person, and from his word. And this is something that you do not want. Accusing spirits separate us from ourselves, our true selves, the ones whom God intended us to be. You know, God didn't say, oh, look, there's my beloved daughter Vicky, in whom I put a accusing spirit, and I am well pleased. He did not say that. And they separate us from others, our family, our friends, and the body of Christ. Accusation can divide a family quicker than anything. And sometimes that division can be so deep and so strong, it could be years. Maybe without the Lord, it could be never that that reconciliation can be achieved. And that kind of separation, by the way, can cause some very nasty diseases in your body. For example, Pleasant Valley Church has done a ton of research on breast cancer from a spiritual viewpoint. And they found that in most cases studied, breast cancer in women is a direct result of separation from another close female family member, like a mother and daughter or sisters, or maybe a cousin that was like a sister, or a grandmother who was like a mother, or an aunt, someone close to you. Remember this. God adds and multiplies. Satan subtracts and divides. God adds and multiplies. Satan subtracts and divides. As members of the body of Christ, we need to guard against accusation. We need to work as God intended us to work, as ministers of reconciliation. All of us are ministers of reconciliation, reconciling man to God, reconciling members of the body of Christ to each other. So how do we identify a spirit of accusation? Let us help you with that. Accusation will work in your mind. It replays and rehashes words and situations, things that people spoke over you. Even if you, I was working with a young man a week or so ago who had been through a deliverance with a very powerful man of God, someone that I know personally, and I know that he's a good deliverance minister. I mean, he took me through deliverance 20 years ago. So, you know, I know that it wasn't a fly-by-night kind of thing. He went through that whole deliverance program and everything, every personal ministry with this man. And yet when we were working together, he had three separate things, specific things that his stepfather had spoken to him as a child growing up that put him in fear. There were accusations, and it caused him great shame and fear and intimidation. And I asked him, did you work on these? Did you do anything with these curses that were spoken over you when you were going through deliverance? He said, no. I forgave him everything. I said, yeah, but did you address the curses? No. The words were still out there. causing fear. Accusation will come against you often and make you a victim, most of the time unjustly. An accusation will come forth from you against others. Now, if you've had that for years, or maybe in your generations, you might not even know you have it, but others will. They will recognize that critical spirit in you. So I want to give you some fruits of accusation to help you recognize it, to help you identify it in your own life. First of all, we've got holding a record of wrongs. We have a tendency sometimes, especially if we're carrying a spirit of accusation, when somebody offends us in some way, we keep a little record book in our mind. And, you know, even after the apologies and all of that, we're still holding that record of wrongs against the person. So it's like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, you just did that last week or last year or 10 years ago. I remember. Another fruit of accusation is murder with the tongue. This would be like gossip or slander, character assassination, even innuendos, where you just indicate something about a person that causes someone else to believe something bad about them. That's murder with the tongue. Other fruits, mind control and mind control games, scrambled thoughts, chaotic thinking, jumbled thought patterns. These are all fruits of a spirit of accusation. You just can't think clearly. Misunderstandings and miscommunication. That shows a filter of accusation working. And I gave an example on Monday night from my own life many years ago. I went to a family reunion. I was speaking with a cousin. And I asked her how things were going, and she said, fine, except her husband was in a nursing home. And I asked her what was wrong with him. And she began to tick off this list of things that he suffered from. And every single one was classically spiritually rooted. And I was newly out of learning all that stuff about spiritual roots to disease and blocks to healing. And so I said, look, go online, get this book. I recommended A More Excellent Way. And I said, read the book and then go to this program. You don't live that far from it. If you can take him, then y'all go for a week. Because he may not even need to be in that nursing home. And, you know, we continued our conversation, and I thought I was doing a really good thing and helping her out. And then 6 months later, I got a call from another family member who said, why did you tell cousin so-and-so that it's her fault her husband's in a nursing home? I said, what? Wait. I never said anything even close to that. But because she had a spirit of accusation, it was accusing her of not being able to take care of him at home or whatever. She felt a lot of guilt and shame. And when I said he may not need to be there, what she heard was, you put him there. It filtered what I said to her through that spirit. That's misunderstanding and miscommunication. Happens all the time. You need to know why. You need to know. Another fruit of accusation is fear projected, projected fear into the future, or projected fear onto you or someone else. A very big fruit is accusing another person in your own sin. So often, people will come to us complaining about their spouse doing such and such and so and so, when in fact, they are the ones who are doing the very thing that they're accusing the other person of doing. Burden bearing, false burden bearing is another fruit of accusation. And becoming codependent in another person's sin by being his or her Holy Spirit. That is a fruit of accusation. Now let me tell you, a spirit of accusation does not always lie. There can be truth in accusation, but still it comes out from that evil spirit. Back in Genesis, Satan accused God of lying to Eve, holding something back from her. And then the accusation came from the two of them. And you can read the progression of it in Genesis chapter 3, in verse 12 and 13. Adam said to God, "It was that woman that you gave me." In one breath, he accused both Eve and God. And then Eve accused the serpent, and it doesn't say so, but they probably accused each other. And it's been that way in marriages ever since. Not in ours, of course, and I'm sure not in yours, not in any of yours. But strife spilled over from Adam and Eve to their children in the form of generational curses and eventually caused Cain to slay his brother Abel. You know, what Adam said was true. Eve did hand him the fruit. He was right there in the garden with her. He wasn't off someplace else. Eve did hand him the fruit. It was that woman. And God had given Adam the woman. But Adam spoke from an accusing spirit. He should have said, "I disobeyed you, God. I did the wrong thing." You know, you can make an idol out of the truth. And Satan can use the truth as a weapon through a spirit of accusation. Even God's word in the mouth of a Christian can be accusation. Here again, it's disguised as judgment and it's clothed in self-righteousness. Satan will use what you think you know to accuse you. So we all need to treat everyone with love. Don't turn discernment into accusation. You know, you're learning a lot of discernment with these teachings about the spirit world. But when you use it accusingly, you become an oracle of Satan because accusation divides. Don't go around pointing fingers at people and saying, "Oh, I can see you got a spirit of such and such and so." Love covers. It doesn't mean it hides something. That word cover doesn't mean hide things. The analogy to describe the meaning of that word, it would be filling up a hole in the ground. You put the dirt in and it covers the hole. It's covered. Love fills up the space. And love is the thing that reflects God's heart. So don't be a truth gong using your discernment to accuse others. We have one enemy, and he's enough. We don't need to make any enemies. Our first mission field is the church. we have the opportunity in our local church to be the expression of love. Unfortunately, there is a lot of hurt and accusation in churches. Please don't let us hear that you've joined that branch of the Christian army that shoots its wounded. There is enough of that going around. When you come into agreement with the accusation, the curse comes with it. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, it says this, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Now that says restore in a spirit of meekness. It does not say condemn in a spirit of accusation. And in order to fulfill the law of Christ, which is to love one another, we're to help each other through. It doesn't say where to hide our problems. It doesn't say where to talk about somebody else's problems. So this is how accusation works. It wants you to store all your emotional hurts along with the word of accusing. And when you do, they go into your long-term memory bank and they're ready to be brought forth by self-pity and accusation into your short-term memory bank so they can be used against you to make you sick, to destroy a relationship, make you lose your job, whatever. If you fill your long-term memory with evil thoughts and memories of sin, replaying your past or someone else's, there will always be fuel for accusation. And accusation will steal your faith in God. And that's because you become God. When you accuse someone, you're sitting on God's throne judging that person rather than judging the evil spirit. We are to do justice and judgment, yes. That's part of our commission. But justice and judgment have to be accomplished in love. Condemnation, shame, guilt are all counterfeits of the Holy Spirit. And if you're listening to them, you cannot hear God. So it's time for us to declare war on accusation. When Satan comes up with something from your past that you've repented of, you need to put him on notice and remind him of his future, because he doesn't have one. Romans 8:1 says this, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit." Now, if you are using an NIV version of the Bible, the second part of that verse is missing. "Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." You know, if you don't think about that part, it can get you in big trouble. But right now, we all need to declare to Satan, "I am not guilty." Everybody say that. "I am not guilty. I am justified. I am sanctified. I am cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I am not guilty." Go to 1 John 1:7. "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Now, I have to ask you, when does his blood cleanse us? When we walk in the light. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. when we walk in the light, his blood cleanses us, bringing our transgressions into the light through repentance, taking personal accountability without blame shifting puts us in the light. What happened in your past is not you. I'll say that again. What happened in your past is not you. It doesn't define you. Let it go and keep no record of wrongs against yourself as well as others. James 4:11 says, speak not evil one of another, brethren. Well, what happens when you do? Romans 2, verse 1 and 2 tells us, therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whosoever you are that judges. For wherein you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you that judges does the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. So it's God's judgment that we're to use. His righteousness, not our own. Jesus' nature was that of the lion of the tribe of Judah. But his ministry is the lamb. When Jesus is fully manifest in us, his lion nature rises up to judge sin, that evil spirit, while his lamb ministry loves the person that allowed the evil spirit to operate. Oh, hear this. And also remember this. The things that irritate you in others, they're often things that you're carrying yourself. So check your own heart. It could even be a problem in your spirit, not theirs. The accusing spirit has caused great hardship for everyone who's under its control. But when we recognize it and repent for allowing accusing spirits to be part of our lives, then we renounce them, cast them out, and stand in God's truth. We receive our victory. So let's do some house cleaning. Okay. Yay. Everybody say yay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to lead you through a prayer of repentance against all these things that accusation opens a door for and carries along with it, because these spirits don't ever travel alone. Now, as I do this, please, if you're going to hang up before we're finished tonight, don't pray the prayer. And if you don't want to engage your heart in it, if you don't believe this, if it does, think it doesn't apply to you, don't pray the prayer. And if this is just going to be a casual thing, and you're not going to fill your house afterward with worship and word of God and truth in God, you know, you got to keep that house full, or that thing comes right back and brings us friends. And you end up worse off than you were. So, you know, if you're not serious about being a disciple of Christ, and I'm not saying be perfect, please, hear my heart. We all mess up. That's why we have a Savior. This doesn't mean you have to be perfect. This is your opportunity to get rid of accusation from your life. And then you'll know what it looks like, and you can keep that door closed, and it won't have a place to come back to because you're so full of the worship and the Word of the living God that it has no place. The hole has been filled. So pray this prayer with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I choose to forgive my ancestors and any other persons who may have opened the door for spirits of accusation to attach themselves or to take up residence with me. I forgive those people. I release them from responsibility for any curses of accusation and any accusing spirits that may have attached themselves to me. I take responsibility for those curses, and I give them to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is my curse bearer. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break all agreement with accusation in every form. I break agreement with self-accusation, false accusation, accusation by others, real or imagined, self-condemnation and guilt, accusation by God. I just wanted to say, by the way, that is imagined. All right. I break all agreement now with bitterness, unforgiveness, and self-unforgiveness, resentment and self-resentment, retaliation and self-retaliation, anger and self-anger, hatred and self-hatred, violence and self-violence, murder and self-murder, murder with the tongue, murder in the mind, murder in the heart. Lord, I don't want any of these things in my life. Forgive me for participating with them. And free me now. I break agreement with spirits of suspicion, envy and jealousy, criticism, competition, isolation. I break agreement with self-pity, self-exaltation, self-righteousness, deception, perfectionism, self-torment. I break agreement with shame, racism and bigotry, victimization, regret and second-guessing. I break all agreement with doubt and unbelief. And I ask you, Lord, to break the programming of accusation off my life. Forgive me for entertaining any of these things. I ask that the curse be broken. I break all agreement with lying spirits, spirit of fear, the scapegoat, misunderstanding and miscommunication, division, insecurity, gossip, slander, and innuendo. I break agreement with mistrust and distrust, confusion, perversion, rebellion, manipulation and control, offense, and judgment. I break all agreement with any false personality of accusation. Every spirit and spirit guide of accusation in any form. I reject these things completely, Lord, and I ask to be freed from them. I declare that the blood of Jesus is all powerful and effective to free me now. Oh, hallelujah. All right. I am going to now take the sword of the Spirit of God and sever generational cords of iniquity, evil soul ties that have held any of these things in place in your life. I cut through those cords completely in the name of Jesus. I cut them off from you, each and every one. I send back in the spirit every ungodly thing that attached itself to you, and I take back for you every godly thing you are meant to have. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I reverse the curse. I pull down the words of accusation that were spoken over you. And if any of you remember specific words, you can pull them down now in Jesus' name. I pull those words out of the heavens. I crush them under the feet of Jesus. I declare they will die and bear no fruit in your lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out every form of accusation, self-accusation, false accusation, accusation by others, accusation by God, accusations that were real or imagined. All self-condemnation and guilt, loose them. Loose them now and let them go. You come up and out from every cell in their bodies right now. I cast you into the pit. That burning coals fall on you and you cannot rise again. I cast out all spirits of bitterness, self-bitterness, unforgiveness, self-unforgiveness, resentment. Self-resentment, retaliation, self-retaliation, including all self-mutilation, cutting, self-annihilation, self-sabotage. Get up, get out, and go. I cast out anger, self-anger, hatred, and self-hatred. You don't have a place in these children of God. They broke agreement with you. Loose them, all antichrist self-hatred. Get up, get out. I cast you out, self-violence, all spirits of abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, all abuse. Get up, get out, and go. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out. Loose them completely and let them go. Come up and out from every cell in their bodies. I speak to spirits of murder. Murder in the heart, murder with the tongue, gossip, slander, innuendo, character assassination, murder in the mind, physical murder, self-murder, every spirit of suicide, all spirits of murder and death. Get up, get out, and go now. I cancel your assignments. And I cast you into the consuming fire of the living God, everything I have named. Go now. I cast out suspicion, criticism, competition, isolation, envy, jealousy. I cast you out, come up and out from every cell in their bodies. I cast out all self-pity, self-torment, self-exaltation, self-righteousness. Get up, get out, go. I cast out deception, perfectionism, racism, bigotry, victimization, all spirits of regret, second guessing, all doubt and unbelief, shame. I break your power. and I break the programming of accusation off your life. Oh, Father, thank you for reprogramming them to submission and joy, to truth and love. Every spirit and spirit guide that I have named, I send you to the pit that burning coals fall on you and you cannot rise again. I cast out every lion spirit, all fear, the scapegoat, misunderstanding, miscommunication, division, insecurity. Get up, get out, and go. All mistrust and distrust, confusion, perversion, rebellion, manipulation and control, all spirits of offense, all spirits of judgment, and every spirit guide or false personality of accusation, you are not these people. You cannot have them. You must go now. I cast you out. I send every one of these things into the consuming fire of the living God. Our God is a consuming fire, and I break the cellular memories. I break the cell memory of any of these spirits. And as you are broken, your symptoms and your diseases die with you in the name of Jesus Christ. It is the anointing of God that destroys the yoke of bondage. We put a demand on heaven that that anointing flow now. That, Lord, you send your angels of burning judgment, destruction, to go behind and to sweep out and herd together and into the pit every unclean thing that is still hanging on. Get out. Thank you, Lord, for shifting the balance of power that accusation has had over your people. Thank you, God, that you have turned that upside down in the name of Jesus Christ. And fill us now. Fill us, Lord God, from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. Fill us with every godly thing. Fill us with your glory, your purity, your power. Fill us, Lord, with a new hunger, a new thirst, a deeper understanding of who you are and who we are in you. Fill us with your truth. Fill us with every fruit of your Holy Spirit. Love. Joy, peace, patience, faith, gentleness, goodness, meekness, self-control. Fill us, Lord God. Speak to your people. Father, I ask that you speak to every heart right now. That you just speak into our hearts. I am well pleased, my beloved. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Everybody take a breath. We'll let go of anything that's still hanging out there. Father, I thank you that you seal this word and this truth, that you expand our freedom, that you expand our discernment. I thank you, Father God, for your amazing anointing. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have something to say today, you can push your *6 keys. Again, I encourage you all, keep your house full of the Word of God, love of God, worship of God, fellowship with God's people. Hallelujah. 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 We will continue next week with some more deliverance. I'm not exactly sure where God wants to take us next. But I have a pretty good idea. And you will want to be here. So if there are no comments tonight or questions.
Good evening.
Father wants. Yes. Hello.
I just wanted to say I have such an anointing on me right now. I don't want to move. It's
don't
so
move.
Awesome. I'm not.
Just
I didn't even
move.
Want to say anything.
That's fine. Just
stay
beautiful.
Right there.
Stay in the anointing. And you're welcome, Jim. I think that was Jim.
Yep, Jim and Charlotte.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Hold on to that anointing. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Miss Vicki, I just want to say that this is pretty much right on from what I'm dealing with right now with my father and stuff. A lot of stuff going on with him right now. But I appreciate all the word. You know, I'm dealing with a lot of this stuff right now in my life right now. But thank you, sis. Love you guys.
God bless you, Mitch. Thank you.
God bless you, too, now. Thank you.
Same thing, Vicki. It's Lisa. Very, very blessed by this message, second time, and I definitely recommend even a third time, fourth time. I want to add that these spirits, I was listening to another pastor say, you have to get aggressive with them. They don't want to leave. I think you need to understand that when you go through a deliverance, those spirits do not want to leave. And as you said, you have to be ready. It takes maybe a couple times, three. You know, it's in your spirit. There's got to be a real strong no. But
yes.
Yeah, like an authority. I want
to
say
right.
Break agreement and that breaking.
Right.
So that and your example was very good too, because people can interpret completely different than what you say, and there's another mm-hmm. spirit working, and it's always through the family members, you know, usually, you know, I'm saying a lot of times, because you're so close yeah. with them, and it's like the devil wants to disrupt, wants to make confusion, or, you know, sensitivity, or it's all, and I wanted to mention that anything negative is from the enemy. So we have to catch it, really, in the, you know, when it happens, anything that you're offended, you got to know that's the evil. It's not you. You said it too. You said it's not you. Mm-hmm. It's the enemy. It's not the person. It's mm-hmm. the enemy, you know? And so you have to free yourself from that person, maybe that accuses you. You have to look at that spirit. And once you mm-hmm. truly are free, you start seeing the spirit than the person. And Amen. You start freeing yourself. And you start saying, no, I'm not going to agree. You really have to identify with the enemy. And so this was, when do you think this will be online?
Actually, I believe that the Monday night is already up there.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. Okay. So I thought it was like a couple of weeks.
If you go mm-hmm. to freedomswayministries.com mm-hmm. and you go to audio teachings for today's date or Monday night's date, because today won't be there yet. But okay. Monday night, I think, is already there. And, you know, if you've got old stuff that pops up, just refresh your page. Yeah. Thank you, Lisa.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Blessings to everyone online.
Amen. I think I heard someone else, too. Did I hear someone?
Yeah, it was me, Gretchen. I just wanted to ask God to bless you for being such a gift and a blessing to us. Father, I just ask that you continue to move through Vicky in such a delightful way to her that her laugh, it just becomes the song of a brook, and that is full of living water and never runs dry. Father, we're just so grateful that you have preserved her life from the enemy and restored her ministry to her. And I'm praying, Lord, that you favor those divine connections that can expand the platform. We're not asking for you to change our little intimate group, but Lord, just so that others as well can be free. And we're just excited to see how you're going to do it. And we just bless you all, Vicky. We all love you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. I receive your blessing and your love, and I thank God. I feel actually very privileged and humbled to be used in this particular ministry. It's not the most popular, as many of you know. You know, nobody really wants to support the Suicide Prevention Center of the Spirit World, but it's a necessary thing. So God bless you all, and I'm delighted. I'm so glad that the Lord has chosen us for such a time as now, for such a purpose as this. So thank you all for being here. If there are any other comments or questions tonight, you can push your star 6 key. If not, I ask that you keep your phones muted, and I will close us out. Hallelujah.
Vicki.
Yes.
I pray that God will give you favor everywhere you go, and that everywhere you step is your land, and that every principality and power is underneath your feet, and they will bow to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you are anointed. You are a mighty woman of God, and I praise God for you being obedient to Him and helping His children to be set free. And I ask God to give you favor with all women and men in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Charlotte. God bless you. Thank you all.
God bless you.
Whew, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, we ask that you seal these truths that we've heard tonight and this freedom that you have afforded us. Thank you, Lord, that Jesus Christ has made the way for our freedom. It is for freedom that he made us free. And we have found the way to step into that and appropriate the blood of Christ into our lives every day and in every way. And we thank you, God. I come against any spirits of retaliation. I say you have no place. I speak to Leviathan and I cut off your tail. You can't swing it around and slap any of us. In the name of Jesus, retaliation, you are bound. And God's people will retain what they have received tonight. In the name of Jesus, I will bless you. I am not good with the Hebrew. I'm working on it, but I'm not quite there yet. But I will close us with the Aaronic benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And we add, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, who is our Sar Shalom, our Prince of Peace. Amen. God bless you all, and we will be back here at this same line, 7:15 Monday morning for the King's Table, again Monday night at 8:30 with another powerful deliverance session. So, have a great weekend.
God bless you.
You too.
Thank
God bless. Thank
God bless you all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye now.
Love you. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
God bless.
Woohoo. Woohoo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shabbat shalom.
I know.
Shalom.